Beni is Commissioner General of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency.
The siege means that food, water and fuel, all basic commodities, are being used to collectively punish more than 2 million people, among them a majority of children and women.
In the past 24 hours, Israeli forces say they've conducted targeted raids in the central area of the Gaza Strip, hitting dozens of Hamas targets. Serious failings have been found in the way Nigel Farage was treated when his Coutts bank account was shut down. An independent review listed unprofitability as the main reason for the closure, but acknowledged the former Brexit Party leader's political and personal views were supporting factors. Dame Alison Rose resigned as NatWest chief executive, having discussed his affairs with a journalist. Sir Philip Allgaier is a former equities broker.
She gave, it turns out, misleading information, saying that it was only a commercial decision. Actually, we now know that there were reputational issues as well. But what was always extraordinary about that was that I understand that the journalist then called her back the next day to check that it was okay to use the information.
A man who stabbed his wife to death in what a judge has described as a jealous rage has been jailed for life. Ertan Ersoy murdered Antonella Castle the Deer at their home in Essex in 2022. Police in Northern Ireland have arrested three people after a man in his 20s was shot twice in the leg with a crossbow. It happened early this morning in Craigavon. A search for four people missing after two ships crashed off the coast of Germany has been called off. Seven crew members were on board British-flagged cargo ship Verity, which sank on Tuesday afternoon. And five Wilko shops are going to make a return to the high street. The brand's new owner says they'll reopen before Christmas. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
Thanks very much, Victoria. We'll have another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, here in Brentwood, we've now got some sunshine, which is jolly good, and we may have sunny intervals for the rest of the afternoon, which is very good news indeed. High of 14, and tonight it's a low of 7. Tomorrow, a day of sunny intervals in the morning, rain around in the evening. A high of 15 and a low of 9. And then Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, really all days of sunshine and showers, and highs of 14 every single day and lows of around 7 to 9.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
For the best music and chat in town, Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sherring. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98FM.
So good afternoon. Great to welcome you to Phoenix here on this sunny afternoon. And we've got some lovely sunny music to keep your mood in a good place. So we'll be having the vintage chart about 2:30. That's 1991. So there'll be three songs from that. And the year's been chosen by my guest. We'll have the birthdays quiz at around 2:45. Three people who've had birthdays in recent times. And if you'd like to join us by emailing in radio@phoenixfm.com with your thoughts of how old the three artists are, I should be delighted to hear from you. And the guest I was talking about is Rob from Chess. Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon, Patrick.
And how are you today?
I'm very well. The sun is out.
It is. It makes us all feel better, doesn't it?
Doesn't it, Jess?
Absolutely, absolutely. So what's happening in the world of chess at the moment?
So it's busy time, sadly. I mean, we've got numerous numerous things going on, but we have our sleep out, which is great and exciting for fundraising, but likewise we have a number of increased homeless people, so you know, it's challenging times as well, and not enough bed spaces to deliver the services we need.
Yeah, absolutely. And some, no doubt, some particular items you're going to need as well at this time of year.
Always the warm stuff. Always the warm stuff.
Always the warm stuff. Brilliant, Rob. Thank you very much. So that's Rob, and he'll be chatting with us from about 1:15 or so. So that's our show for this afternoon. Do keep it Phoenix, won't you?
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
And we're setting a high bar with the first piece of music this afternoon. The Rolling Stone magazine do a 500 greatest albums of all time, and every few years they do that. From the present list, which came out in 2020, the number one album is Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, and from that, this is Mercy, Mercy Me.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Lost more radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are light. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
And Mercy, Mercy Me. Last year, we had Shia Rafferty come in and have a chat with one of our presenters here in the studio. I always call him that. He's Shay Rafferty. I don't know why I get his name wrong. And his album, what was out last year, was called Out of the Blue. It was actually my album of the year, because as Phoenix presenters, we have to choose one of those and a track of the year as well. So I've been thinking about what that might be for this year. But last year's was his album, Making History. And from that, this is Out of the Blue. Artist is Shay Rafferty, and check out his website. It's great music there on that album. We'll be chatting to Rob fairly soon.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
I am John Charby, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yes, that's the best place to hear all of the sports information that you might need, particularly the only place if you're going to hear all of the local sporting activities. And as we sit here in the studio, we have a big sign out the front saying Home of Brentwood Football Club. So all kinds of really close-up information as well from there, as well as from Maldon, Chelmsford, Billericay and all the other local teams and local sporting activities. So 16 minutes after one here on a Friday lunchtime, and I'm delighted to have Rob Sags from Chess here with me. For those people who are unfamiliar with the work of Chess, would you like to give us a little outline of what the organisation is and does?
Yeah, of course, Patrick. So we work with single homeless adults in helping them regain control of their lives and hopefully helping them to move on in, you know, with hope and a future and dignity into what their life might be in the future, you know. So we work with single homeless adults. Also, we provide support and accommodation. We have 64 bed spaces over 11 properties. And we also work with another charity with women fleeing domestic abuse as well, offering the accommodation from one of our sites. So, busy times, very busy times.
And you cover the areas where we are broadcasting to mainly?
We do. So we cover 8 local authorities, those being Chelmsford, Epping, Maldon, Braintree, Rochford, Uttersford, Castle Point and Brentwood.
Right, okay. And busy time?
Really busy. Yeah, sadly, I think the cost of living crisis, you know, the increased need for property and housing, inaffordability for housing. We are seeing so many more people who are coming to us and wanting bed spaces that are actually living and holding down jobs in cars. So they're living in a car and they've got a job and they can't afford to live in their home, you know. So it's horrific times, actually. The numbers are all time high. I think also local authorities are also struggling because they have, you know, duty of care to house people and the properties are not there to house people in. So bed and breakfasts are being filled up with people. A massive strain on the economy. Real challenges, yes. Real challenges.
If somebody is not as sympathetic towards homeless people as they might be, and we all hear that people are like that sometimes, what would you say?
I think the most important thing, if somebody has one takeaway from this sort of interview regarding homelessness, is there is a reason behind the reason. Do you know, I've been in a meeting this morning just where someone was sharing their own personal story about how they had a great upbringing and yet were abused, which sent them on a trajectory of pain and sorrow, which the only way they knew how to deal with that pain and sorrow was drug or drink, you know. And I can't, when I meet people who have gone through the scenarios that they've been through and you understand their story, I get why they want to dull down that pain. So actually, every time you see somebody who's rough sleeping and who is genuinely homeless, think beyond what you're seeing, because that's a person. That's a person who is somebody's son, somebody's daughter, you know. So it's a painful story. All their stories will be so painful.
Yeah, absolutely. If somebody sees someone, what should they do?
So there's a website called The Street Link. It's changed from Street Link to The Street Link. Okay. And big changes there. But basically, the best thing anybody can do is go on that app or that website and report seeing the person. It isn't a reporting in a detrimental way, it's a reporting so that it would give that person help. So for us, and we're seconded by the local, by the county council through the DLUHC, to go out and visit a person who's homeless, who's rough sleeping, and try to house them, try to get them the support that they might need to be housed either in the areas we operate or another area. So our response team would go out to those eight local authorities and do all we can to help that person.
Right. Well, that's very positive, actually, that there is a scheme that people can actually feel that they can engage with in that way.
Absolutely. And we call them pathways. And I think it's really important that there are the mechanisms in place to help folks who are struggling. You know, they really are all there. The saying I often use is we can lead a horse to water, but we can't make them drink. But the horses and the water is there. So we just hope that people want to, you know, quench their thirst and regain that life again that they
have. Do you feel that so all the homeless people you deal with, are they positive about their futures once they become engaged with the work of CHESS and organisations like this or not?
Yes, I think it's fair to say that once people go on the journey and the journey is individual to each person, you know, so whatever they're coming from and beginning to go to, it's a journey to get them to see what the future can look like. Obviously, instantly you're addressing maybe mental health, physical health needs before they can actually see beyond those immediate needs, and maybe the next week what the next week might look like, because if you've been on the streets, you've been subject and a victim probably of so many abusive comments, situations, your self-dignity is at an all-time low.
Absolutely.
So dignity is a massive thing. We all need love. Do you know, we all need to feel love. We all need to know we're cared for. And that's what we try to do in the first instance, is give them those basic needs. Maslow's hierarchy of needs would say give them the basic stuff and then the love can be accepted. So that's the way we kind of operate.
Absolutely. It's a complex work, but really important.
Really complex, but absolutely life-changing.
Okay, first track, Rob, All at Sea, Jamie Callum, from 2003, I think this came from. So why have you chosen this for us?
So I love Jamie Cullum. I love his stance on jazz. You know, he's got a different mix on jazz and a different take on it. But for me, I love the sea. It's a place of reflection and a place of, I don't know, belonging. It kind of recharges me. So, yeah, I love the sea.
Guard my roots, if only for a day, just me and the thoughts, sailing far away, like a warm drink it seeps into my soul. Please just leave me right here on my own. Later on you could spend some time with me if you want to. Drink on my own. I don't speak to nobody. I gave away my phone. Like a warm drink, it seeps into my soul. Please just leave me right here on. Sometimes don't you just crave to disappear within your mind?
what you might find. So come and spend some time with me. We will spend it all at sea. Like a warm drink, it seeps into my soul. Please just leave me right here on my own. Later on, you could spend some time with me if you want to.
Jamie Cullum from the album 20-something came out in 2003 and was a UK and number 3 and sold well in the Netherlands and Australia as well. We'll be chatting with Rob again after we've given you a travel update.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So there's quite a lot of heavy traffic around in all sorts of places this afternoon, so bear with me when we do all of this. Central Billericay is quite busy at this particular time, and also when you go down towards Noke Bridge as well, from that area is quite a lot of traffic. Along Shenfield area, run by the station, we've got a bit of a hold up. And then as we come into the centre of Brentwood here, round Wilson's Corner, there's a lot of traffic in all of the directions. And if we go down towards Ingrave and Heron Gate, there's some little hold-ups down there as well. If we go down to the Brook Street roundabout, the motorway itself is absolutely fine, but there's a bit slow in all of the places where it comes to actually joining that motorway itself. No particular problems until you get up to the M11 junction, which is always busy, and then the M11 itself coming down south in particular, very busy. That up the other end where we get down to the bridge and the tunnel, no real problems on the Essex side, but of course busy the other side as well. The A12, it's got that ongoing roadworks there, Ingatestone and Marknessing, that kind of like area, so that's slowing everybody down. No real problems on the A12 until you get up to Hoe Street and Hoe Green, where it's quite busy, and of course that's going to be closed from 8 o'clock tonight, so just be aware of that across the weekend. Central Chelmsford itself, very busy as well, and a number of problems I can see actually there, slightly north of Chelmsford as well, around by Bewley Park, etc., all related to the work that's happening there for tonight. So we'll keep you updated throughout the afternoon. So at 28 minutes past one, chatting here with Rob. And Rob, there's always fundraising needs for chairs, aren't there?
Always, absolutely always. Yes, it's a critical time, really. I think a lot of charities over the last year and a half have really struggled with the cost of living crisis, the pandemic and everything. I know some good friends of mine who were CEOs and no longer are, because those charities, sadly, are no longer in existence due to the cost of living crisis. So, yeah, really painful time. So anything, if I can just put a big shout out, anybody would be willing to support us financially in helping the homeless, we would love your support. That can be done website www.chesshomeless.org. There's donate links on that are quite easy to go to. But core funding, I think, Patrick, is a real big issue, you know, and that's the bread and butter money that keeps us running. We have, as I already said, 11 properties, and that's, you know, they cost a lot to run. We've just signed a deal with an energy provider, which has got our our accommodation costs down significantly, but they went from £17,000 a year at one of our sites to a projected £46,000 a year just for one site.
Just for one site.
So, yeah, that's painful. Very, very painful. But, you know, we are doing all we can to fundraise and make it enjoyable. So we do have our sleep out on the 10th of November in the grounds of Chelmsford Cathedral. So if anybody wants to try being a rough sleeper for a night, we make it very enjoyable for you, really. But do come and join us. More details are on our website with that. Once again, www.chesshomeless.org. And a brilliant experience for people to come along, enjoy and do a great thing.
So if somebody writes, if somebody signs up for that and they turn up, Rob, what time do they turn up?
So I think it's 8 o'clock for checking in. We're checking people in at 8 o'clock.
And then what happens?
We give them some food. We'll engage in conversation. So I'll be there myself. My team will be there. Previously, we've had music playing and we've had some live bands. Sadly, we haven't got the access to that this year. So we're doing all we can to make it an enjoyable evening. But there'll be food, refreshments and just a little more understanding about how we operate, why we operate and what we do. But the support is the biggest thing, you know. I've had friends that have done it before, and I've told you on the show before that actually they sort of go away going, actually it was a really good night. But he goes, the thing that struck me was when I got out of my sleeping bag and I was still kind of moist from perspiration from my own body, that struck me when I woke up at 6-7 o'clock in the morning, how cold it was. And then he goes, it dawned on me, how does a rough sleeper warm up after that? You're kind of cold to the bone. And that's where it dawns. He went home to a nice warm bed, a bath, warmed up nicely. And that's when the reality of what he'd just done really struck home.
Yeah, and of course there are some people who sleep regularly rough round by the cathedral as well.
There are, sadly, yeah. And you know, there, as I've mentioned before, there is a lot of resource and a lot of help, not just from ourselves, there's council-funded navigators, ourselves and various others that work to try to help folks, but not everybody wants that help. Not everybody's at that stage to receive that help at this point in time. So.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that's quite difficult for people to quite understand sometimes, isn't it? When you know, there's a whole raft of different organisations out there to help people, but somehow or another there's still homeless people around who just don't want to be involved with it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Mental health, substance addictions and all that type of stuff, they all go hand in hand. And you know, when somebody is struggling with their backdrop of life and you know they're not quite ready to access the services that are available, sadly, you know, that they continue with lifestyles that you know just create a little bit of a barrier for them to come in. So it is a challenge, it's a real challenge, but we go out to those guys. They know us well, our team know them really well, so we do all we can along with other partners to try to bridge that gap.
Sure, absolutely. Well that's really good to know. And of course I think you encourage people to kind of organize their own kind of fundraising activities as well, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, anything anyone can do. Our website I think has loads of stuff. We're just having a revamp on the website, so I'm not so sure if it's still there, but we have loads of things, at cake sales, dress down days at schools, all that kind of stuff. So anything that people want to get involved in, please do. We've got some massive plans. Am I allowed to shout out
you
one
can
of our
do,
plans?
You can do whatever you like, Rob.
Your star. So we've got a development that we're hoping to do, which is all a modular accommodation. So there might be, well, be 24 units of single accommodation units for our clients. That the evidence is showing that actually by folks not having accommodation that's a house of multiple occupancy, which is effectively nearly all of our accommodation.
Sure.
And the modular units are going to be amazing, because there'll be 24 of them, so people that maybe are struggling with, you know, mental health or substance or whatever it might be, they've got a safe place to go to, so they can kind of do more around their well-being and kind of hopefully get that place where they move on in a much better way. And there's another provider we've seen do it, and they've seen increases of up to 20% on their outputs on people doing really well. So it's something we're going to have a go at. We've got, hopefully, praying hands, fingers crossed and all that lot, some funding coming from government, but we've still got a big gap to fund of 1.1 million. So
just 1.1 million.
Any millionaires out there, you know, give me a call. there's about a £3 million project, so it's
okay.
A big one.
Yeah, well, you know, these things too. But, well, good for you. And interesting plans of all the time. This is what I love about chatting to you, because you're always so upbeat about it. There's always so many more things always on the go.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There is always so much more to do, isn't there?
There
when
is.
Vulnerable people, they need love, they need a hope. You know, they need hope and direction. So my whole heart for folks is to give them a future, you know, and that future's theirs. And we want it to be one that gives them fulfillment and a life that they enjoy.
Sure. Brilliant. Coldplay, Everyday Life.
Yeah. So this song I love, and I'm just going to read out the opening lyrics, if that's okay. What in the world are we going to do? Look at what everybody's going through. What kind of world do you want to, what kind of world do you want it to be? Am I the future or am I the history? And for me, do you know, really strong lyrics in this song, because actually we can all make a difference. Let's all have a go.
Coldplay, Everyday Life. The album came out in 2019. It was a UK number one, of course, and in 10 more countries as well. It was a USA number seven and top 10 in 22 more countries on top of that. And a beautiful track, really got fascinating video that goes with it as well. Do check that out if you don't know it. Chatting here with Rob from Chess, and we've heard about the general need that there seems to be ongoing, and find ways that people can financially support, together with some exciting potential future news as well, Rob. So, yeah, and so you've got some job vacancies at the moment.
We do.
Because there may well be somebody out there, you never know.
No, it's always worth the plug, isn't it?
Thank you very much.
So all our job vacancies are available to read on Indeed.com. I think it's Indeed.com. But if anybody doesn't know what that is, just pop Indeed onto a search engine, and then when you're in that engine, put Chess, Chelmsford, okay. Everything will come up.
Are they on your website as well?
I don't know that they are.
Okay.
You know, it's bad if they're not.
Yeah.
But they might be. They might be, because we're doing a revamp. I'm not 100% sure, but I know they're on Indeed.
Okay.
But the outreach, so we have an outreach worker, so that would be working in those eight local authorities, and then night support workers, a services assistant, and a tenancy support worker over in Rochford, because we have a worker in Rochford and a worker in Epping as well as Chelmsford, and a life skill support worker. So we do have...
You've got a lot of vacancies there.
There's about 45 of us in total now, so we've grown from what was once was 11 to about 45 of us.
Wow.
Now. So yeah, it's a busy place.
Absolutely, it clearly is. So... talk us through what happens with, say, an individual. So somebody that you meet on the street, or someone of your people meets, that the outreach worker meets on the street, and that they are positive to be engaged with you. What's the process that they would work through until whatever your end game is?
Sure. So the outreach team, arguably the first port of call would be somebody, general public might well report somebody, and the outreach team would go out to them. They'd find them within 24 hours, our contract. We're contracted to make sure we go out within 24 hours, and we do that. So they would seek to find that person. If the person wasn't there, because sometimes they're not always at the site that you see them on, then they would gain intelligence from locals, dog walkers, shopkeepers, whoever else is about, to try and gain a little bit more information as to the times when they might actually be there. And then they would go out again and find them, and hopefully engage in a conversation with them, try to find out a little more about their story, where they've come from, how or why they're homeless. And then the hope is, if we have a bed space, which is not very often, but the churn happens, as soon as we have a bed space, we call people up. 90% of homeless people do have a phone, so they are contactable. Or, as the team do go out, they would go out and try to find that person. If we have the bed space, we get them into one of our sites where they go through an assessment process to find out what their needs are. If they don't have any ID, we'll get ID for them. If they don't have housing benefit or anything like that, we'd apply for that on their behalf. And then, you know, what were the issues that saw them become homeless in the first place? Was it a relationship breakdown? Is there deeper trauma involved? Is there any substance-related issues that they need to begin to address? So then they'll go on that journey. They'll always be in a staffed site that initially that is 24/7 staffed. And then from there, on that engagement, they would then move to... They have a support worker that's allocated to them. We would signpost to other agencies as well. So if there was... drink or substance related issues, then we work with Open Road, we work with many other charities to help address those other issues, mental health therapies and all that type of stuff as well. And then as they progress in their journey, they would then probably move to one of our other sites, which might have a staff member for 5 hours a day. And then from that place, you know, another period of time, let's say for 3 or 4 months, this is the ideal, obviously, 1 month initially in the instant assessment, 2 to 3 months in the half man sort of sites, and then from there on we have move on properties as well. So they would then go into independent living in our move-on accommodation, where, once again, still engaging with the support worker. And then once the journey, effectively, of the support that's needed is complete, they hopefully then move on to either other supported accommodation providers that are longer term, or to independent living. Or maybe they've addressed the issues and partners and relationships begin to heal up, and they go back to relationships that they had previously that saw them become homeless.
And how many people do you reckon you work with in a regular sort of, like, maybe, in, can you say, for with a year?
Yeah. So in the course of a year, I'm pretty certain it was 174 people last year we worked with over the course of the year. I'm pretty sure that was the number, but don't quote me on it. I was going to say it was over 160. I guarantee it was over 160, but I'm pretty sure it was 174. So we have 64 bed spaces. So there's a churn on each bed annually. And then with the works that we do with other partners, now I think this was 162, but I've put 160 to be safe. We prevented over 160 cases of homelessness, of people going to the streets. So there's a lot of work the team do that is kind of unseen. So like, even when somebody goes out of our service, my team still offer support for another year, because we don't want to see them become homeless again. Do you know, we want to see them housed and live in that fulfilled life. So it's not something we're contracted to do. It's not something we're funded to do. We're a charity. We care. That's why we do what we do.
And you do it because it's the right thing to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, and that's good too, as well, isn't it? To think that that's the kind of motivation.
Absolutely.
For things like that. Brilliant. Definitely. Stuff. Rob, thank you as ever. Where can people find all this information the things that they would want to know?
Yeah, so social media is always a good call. Just slap Chess Homeless into your engines there. But all of the information around us and our charity is www.chesshomeless.org.
Yeah, couldn't be easier. So that's great stuff. Brilliant, Rob. Thank you. The last track that we've got here, Deacon Blue, Fellow Hoodlums, which is the title track from a 1991 album of theirs. That was a UK number two, but actually spent 6 months in the charts. So why do we want this track?
Well, I used to be a drummer, but if I wasn't
a
drummer...
I thought you used to be a hoodlum.
No. Well, I used to be a drummer. But I always wanted to be a bass player as well.
Okay.
I love the bass line on this song. It's like a train that just keeps going and going and going. And I love the musicianship from Deacon Blue. So a different song. I don't think I've asked you to play this one before.
No, I've never heard this one before.
This is a new one.
Union Sound, we're all here and on Buchanan Street. A box of fireworks, two bottles of desert. On the last train from Salinas, I saw the graveyard and it looked like our old street. People were cheering. Macaroons and scars and rattles.
That's Deacon Blue, title track from their album Fellow Hoodlums, with three tracks chosen for me today by Rob. The interview and indeed the whole show, of course, is all being recorded, and so it will be there on the website, and it will be on the show blog. The show blog will be out this evening with any luck, but hopefully the interview will be handed sometime over the weekend. We shall be having the birthdays competition fairly soon.
Phoenix FM.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH BAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Tune in to Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
The ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 1-2-3 with Patrick Shearing on Phoenix 98 FM.
So here we go with our first of our three artists this afternoon. Remember how this works. It's 3 points if you get the answer absolutely right, and 1 point if you are the closest. And if you want to take part, then you can just email me in radio@phoenixfm.com. John Roy Anderson, known as John Anderson, is an English singer, songwriter and musician, best known as the former lead singer for the progressive rock band Yes, which he formed in 1968 with bassist Chris Squire. He was a member of the band across three tenures until 2008. He also had a single career and collaborations with other artists, including Vangelis, which was John and Vangelis. He released his first solo album in 1976, and while still a member of Yes, and subsequently released 14 more albums as a solo artist. He became an American citizen in 2009, 2017 inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's still touring, and he was touring this year with over 20 dates, and this included 3 dates in the Shepherd's Bush Empire in July. So, John Anderson, how old do we reckon he is? We're going to go to 1981 for the track with Vangelis, I'll Find My Way Home. It was a UK number 6, number 1 in Switzerland, and top 10 in 3 more countries. And if you know how old you think he is, just email me, radio@phoenixfm.com.
You ask me where to begin. Am I so lost in my sin? question, I'm not alone. Somehow I'll find my way home. My sun shall rise in the east, so shall my heart be at peace. And if you're asking me when, I'll say it starts at the end. With love secretly, and talk won't alter your prayer. Somehow you find you are there. Your friend is close by your side and speaks in far ancient tongue. A season's wish will come true.
So that's John Anderson, and he's the first of our artists today. How old do you reckon he is? Second person that we've got here, Robbie McIntosh, an English guitarist. McIntosh, best known as session guitarist and member of the Pretenders between 82 and 87. In 88, he began doing session work and then joined Paul McCartney's band, which he was part of until 1994. He continues to play sessions and do lots of other work as well. So we're going to go to the Pretenders in 1986. Don't get me wrong, a UK number 10 and a USA number 10. So if you think you know how old he is, email us, radio@phoenixfm.com.
I see me. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.